If you're spending $24 billion to buy a company, it's important to know that that company also has $14 billion in cash. That's Dell's situation exactly, according to its most recent financial filings. But there's a catch. It's in overseas accounts. Dell can touch it, but he'll pay a steep price, according to Lillian Mills. She chairs the accounting department at UT's Macomb School of Business. She says that money was earned outside the United States, and if it comes home, it's subject to U.S. taxes.
$14 billion is more than their earnings, and that would then become subject to up to a 35% tax rate.
Lots of big companies, public and private, are in the same situation. The New York Times estimates that U.S. companies altogether have $1 trillion, that's trillion with a T, sitting in these offshore accounts. And UT's Lillian Mills says companies are pushing for a special tax break.
You can leave that cash overseas while you continue to lobby Congress for a more favorable treatment of the foreign earnings.
Mills says Dell can probably use a portion of the money tax-free to pay interest on the money he's borrowing to buy the company. But she says most of the money will probably just sit there, waiting to come home. Mark Dewey, KUT News.